Hey everyone, Ali West here with another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. This is episode number 42, and before we get stuck into the show, I would just like to say a warm welcome to each and every one of my listeners. Whether you are brand new, this is your first time with me, or whether you are a returning listener, always grateful to have you on board. Can you please just do me a quick favor? Like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast. It'll take you just 2 seconds. Just pause this recording, click like, click follow, click subscribe, whatever that button might be, and then you'll be updated with all of my podcast episodes when they are released. Secondly, if you are able to leave a review, whether that be on iTunes or Google, or if the platform that you are listening to this on, you are able to leave a review, then please do so. A review really helps me, and it helps other podcasters as well. If you can leave us a review, it makes a big difference because it allows us to grow and reach more people. And ultimately, that's what I want to do with this podcast. I want to reach as many people as possible so I can help them and inspire them to live a longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. That is the mission of the Kinetic Fitness Show podcast. Third and finally, another way that you can help me is by just sharing this with a friend, family, or loved one, or a colleague. Say to them, have you listened to the Kinetic Fitness Show? If not, send them to a podcast provider to listen and download this show. Just telling them is really, really impactful and it will help me. And the other way you can do it is socially on social media by taking a screenshot of this episode or any other episode that you listen to and sharing it on your story or on your feed. And if you tag me in, Ali West Fitness, that's Ali, A-L-I, West, W-E-S-T, Fitness, spelt like fitness, then I will share it with my followers as well. That's enough about that. Let's get on to today's episode, episode number 42. I'm going down a little bit of a different route today. I'm going to be speaking with a guy that I've known now for a number of years, probably like 8 or 9 years. We've not actually seen each other, though, until we started recording this podcast for probably about 5 years, 5 or 6 years. So it was great to touch base again with this guy and catch up with him and learn about how he's been growing and developing over the last few years. This guy I'm talking about is Chris Bailey, and Chris is the owner of Bailey Image. And if you are on Instagram or you're into fitness and particularly bodybuilding or figure competitions, you may have seen Chris and you may have come across his branding Bailey Image because he is a fitness photographer. Chris has worked with some of the biggest names in fitness. So he's worked with people like Eddie Hall, who is the former World's Strongest Man, Ashley Horner, Justin Gonzalez. He's worked for brands such as Gymshark, PhD Nutrition. His photos have been featured in Muscle and Fitness magazine, in Flex magazine, and he has also been the photographer at the Arnold Classic competition and the Olympia competitions. So this guy is one of the top 5 fitness photographers in the world, in my opinion. You may think otherwise, but he's smashing it with the fitness photography. So in this episode, we dive into what drives him, what his vision is, how he's progressed and developed over the last few years. He's actually now got his own studio with a gym in it so people can come to him and he doesn't have to travel here, there and everywhere. And as we recorded this episode as well, we were sat inside of his gym in Nottingham, in my hometown as well. So that was convenient that he's decided to place his studio in the same city as me. So yeah, great conversation. We also go into training and fitness and how that's helped him to grow and develop his brand as well, and keeping in good shape has helped him, and where he sees himself going for the future. So this is a great episode that will 100% inspire you and help you, particularly if you're on a mission to have your own business and grow your own business. It will be really helpful for that. But just inspiration anyway to help you with your vision and your purpose in life and setting goals as well. If you struggle with those areas, this is going to be a great episode for you. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get stuck into this. Bring in Chris and share another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show, episode number 42. I hope you enjoy, guys. Let's do it. Okay, here with Chris Bailey. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are
been
you?
A while, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Catching up.
We've both completely changed our careers, I think, since last time we saw each other.
100%. On a, well, similar but different journeys.
Yeah.
We're sat here in your new studio / gym. Awesome space.
Thank
obviously
you.
We can't see it because we're on audio here, but I'll share some pictures on Instagram. But yeah, it's mint. But before we go into this podcast, mate, and I ask you some questions and dive into your knowledge and expertise, can you just give myself, well, I know, but the listeners a bit of a background about you and who you are, where you've come from, and what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I'm a fitness photographer. And 100% of what I do is within the fitness industry. So I shoot bodybuilders, personal trainers, physique competitors, pretty much anything to do with fitness, paraphernalia, supplements, clothing. It's just such a huge industry now, and obviously things have changed over the last 10 years with social media that everybody now needs visuals to represent what they are doing as a person or as a company. It was roughly about 10 years, actually I think it was 12 years ago I did my first fitness shoot. Prior to that I was a commercial photographer. Then I'd probably say after about 5 years I was 90% just shooting fitness. Driving gym to gym, studio shoots now and then, traveling all over the world, shooting the Olympia, shooting the Arnold, managed to get my US work visa a couple of years back, so I'm pushing more and more to do that, more and more to do work out in the US. And now I've just landed in Nottingham and opened this gym and studio, which was a goal of mine for about the last 3 years, just to have an actual base where I can shoot how I want rather than what sort of lighting setups I can fit in the gyms that I'm shooting, and just give people more of a private environment to do the shoots. Obviously I shoot a lot of big clients for magazines or brands, which is great to have them down and just take over the space. But also, a lot of people that I shoot, it's a first-time thing for them. So it's much more comfortable to be in a private location without people watching and the feeling embarrassed or too shy to take the top off in the gym. And so it's just benefits all around, really. And obviously keeps me in one location rather than travelling up and down the country so much. So I'm gaining a lot of hours in my week now compared to what I was just wasting on the motorway. And just very excited about what the space is going to become and what it's going to do for me. And yeah, I think it'll take on its own life, really.
Yeah. We'll touch on that in a bit, mate, about the long-term kind of vision for yourself and where you see this space going. But let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
The thing that interests me about people and what I like to learn is how they got into their passion and how it started. So when did you know or when did you learn that you was as passionate about photography, and when did you think, I'm going to do this as a full-time
thing? My background prior to photography, as you know, played ice hockey. So played ice hockey from the age of 8 until around 24. When I was 16, I moved out to Canada and played out there. Then I moved back here to play for Great Britain, signed up for professional teams over here, and moved up and down the country over the years. So I've always had a background in fitness, which is, it's kind of funny really, because I was always very fit and I had a background in training, but I actually got more of an aesthetic physique myself after I'd finished playing ice hockey. And I think that's just development through getting into the fitness industry and learning about diet and everything else, which I'm sure we'll cover in a bit. But with that sort of background in training, I'd set up a studio in Hull, just outside of Hull where I'm from. That was back in about 2008. And the idea of that was because we'd just sort of hit the recession then, and pretty much all of my clients had cut the marketing budgets. So whereas I was concentrating on being a commercial photographer, all of a sudden, that was one of the first things that these companies were cutting was the marketing budget. So they didn't have big money to spend on photographers. So I kind of diversified for a few years and started shooting family portraits and weddings and things, which I thought I was into at the time, but it turns out I really didn't enjoy that side of things. But it provided me a space to learn a lot about lighting, really, just having lights set up in the studio. That's probably where I learned the most about lighting subjects. But at the time, I'd been booked to shoot some athletes for PhD Nutrition. So they're also a Hull-based company. So they booked me to shoot. Phil Learney actually was the first fitness shoot I did. So he came up from London. We did a shoot up at my studio. I shot a bunch of products for them. They were really happy, so they booked me again. And off the back of that, I got onto another Hull-founded company, Project AD. Make a lot of specialist dietary products. They booked me for a few jobs, and it just climbed the ladder from there, really. Eventually, I got my first shoot with Muscle and Fitness magazine, which was off the back of one of the athletes I shot for AD. And after that first shoot, Muscle and Fitness kind of got in touch with me and said, "Look, we're really impressed with what you've done here. We'd like to use you on a lot of future projects." So it kind of went from that first shoot to then just becoming the kind of in-house photographer for Muscle and Fitness and Flex magazine over here in the UK. And that's kind of the pinpoint where I got a name for myself in the industry, and it just became this
Snowballed.
niche.
Yeah. That's a you just mentioned a popular word there, the niche thing. Is that it seems to be what all people like the gurus in inverted commas and influencers say, you need a niche, you need a niche. So you've obviously decided to go down this line of fitness and wellness. How do you personally think that's benefited you and allowed you to develop and grow not just your career but as a person by diversifying into such a specific area of photography? Because obviously you mentioned you dabbled with weddings, you dabbled with commercial, then this break happened for you and you got into fitness and into shooting athletes. How do you think that's helped you
There's kind of
personally?
two stages to that for me, because when I was first starting out, the college courses that I did were media design. So originally I wanted to be a graphic designer. Then I got introduced to photography, and then on the same course I was learning film production. So I was kind of pushing all three. So for the first sort of 5 years, anybody that came along with the job, it was like, yeah, I can build your website. Yeah, I can do your video. Yeah, I can do your product shots. Yeah, I can shoot this, shoot that. So I dabbled with that for a while, but I just wasn't really concentrating enough on any one subject. So I dropped everything except for the photography, and just thought, you know what, I'm just going to concentrate on this, because I wasn't enjoying building websites. I wasn't enjoying. I kind of enjoyed filming, but when it came to the editing videos, I really didn't enjoy that at all. It was very time consuming, and I've got massive respect for those out there who do it. So that was kind of the first time I cut into a niche. And then the second time was when I was getting my website rebuilt, and I had a guy doing my SEO for me. And at the time, my website was filled with everything, commercial. I still had some portraits on there. I was dabbling with a bit of fashion and then fitness. But at the time, I'd probably say about 80% of my work was fitness by then. So I was really looking to push the keywords in fitness, and the guy I was working with on the website, he said, "What's your goal? Where do you want to go?" And I just said, "Well, you know, I really want to be the best fitness photographer out there." So he said, "Well, in that case, I'd scrap everything else off your website," which was very hard for me to do because there was a lot of work on there that I was very proud of. So I took his advice and I took everything non-fitness related off my website, and he did his side of things to push fitness photography. And then I think within a matter of a month or 2 months, I was number one on Google for
Wow.
fitness photographer in the UK.
Got him
So
to fact
yeah, he did an incredible job. And I think I'm still up there actually, number one. But yeah, it was that's when I really honed in on the niche of being just a fitness photographer, and that's when my career really took off. It was like, before I was looking for jobs here and there, and then all of a sudden, when I put my mind on just one subject, it was like I was fully booked
Yeah.
almost within a matter of 6 months.
Powerful then going into that
Yeah.
one area. So you've been all over the world filming, taking photos. You've worked for some of the biggest magazines in the industry. You photoed and worked with some of the biggest names as well.
Yeah.
So what has kind of kept you going and kept you moving forward? Because for me, when I look at you from like 5, 6 years ago, it's just like you've been on this projection of upwards all the time. What do you think has been the like two or three main things that have kept you on this upwards trajectory and allowed your career to develop and move forward in the way that it has?
I think the number one thing, as cliche as it'll sound, is just passion. It's just because I don't treat this as a job. It is a passion for me. I've got passion for fitness, I've got passion for photography, and every day for me is a new athlete or a new product to shoot, and it keeps me on my toes. And it's just constantly pushing the boundaries, really. So passion's probably the number one thing. Number two is, it's got to be just vision, really. My vision is to be the best fitness photographer in the world. And it's hard. Like, nobody's ever going to say Christopher Bailey is the best fitness photographer in the world because it's subjective. There's always people that are going to like your work. There's always people that are going to hate your work. But any sort of artist has to deal with that. There's no award for the best fitness photographer in the world, so it's always going to be subjective. But I think in terms of the people that you get to shoot, the companies that you get to work with, the places you get to go, I think that kind of puts a sort of kind of goalposts really on
Yeah.
where you're going and how well you're doing. So for me, getting to go out and shoot the Olympia every year, that really makes me feel like I'm up there with the best that there is. There's a lot of photographers that I really look up to. There's a few exceptional fitness photographers which blow my mind. And then a lot of the rest of my inspiration comes from fashion photographers. So I kind of I understand that fitness photographer is never going to do as well as a fashion photographer, but it's always good to set those sights high and go for that. And then the third thing is probably just setting mini goals, or
Yeah.
big goals and mini goals. And for the past 2 or 3 years, this gym studio's been a big goal for me to keep pushing, and eventually get my own space. And it's funny because now it's happened, I kind of feel like I just need to go away for a few days and reevaluate what
Yeah.
the next thing is for me.
Set the
Because
next goal and the next vision.
yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
it obviously has to be related to this place because now this is physically happened. I need to make this work and try and monetize it in as many ways as possible, while keeping it for what it was designed for, which is a studio space for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody that's been down here so far is just blown away by it, and
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm really excited to see what it does become, because it will change over the next few years, and the more people that see it, the more people, more opportunities will come about, and I think it'll develop in itself, so.
For sure. But that's interesting. There's a few bits I want to touch on. The first one is going back to your passion, and you was interested in health and fitness, and obviously because you come from that athlete background, you've always had some element of exercise and fitness and wellness in your life. Do you think that it's worked in your favor, you being into that area and being in good shape when you come to booking jobs or getting jobs or working with particular people? Do you think that's worked in your favor, being
I think that's a massive thing. Like I said to you
Chris is
before,
in really good shape, if you haven't seen him, by the way, or he's in decent shape.
getting there. I think having a background in training I is massively helped, because when it came to doing these gym shoots, which is what I'm most known for, is the gym shoots. I had a good idea of what exercises we should be doing to highlight which body parts, and just from spending so many years in the gym, you've got a good idea of what's going to look good visually, what isn't going to look good. And that's something that developed very fast with me when I turned my background in training to a background in visual training. I think that was a benefit to start. Then the second thing, which is probably the biggest thing that's changed a lot about the way I shoot, is when I dieted myself.
Yeah,
Like, obviously, I
because
trained.
you've been on both sides of the camera, haven't you?
So I'd always trained all my life, but I'd never dieted. So when somebody gave me a list of food I needed to eat, how to weigh it, that was a task in itself, which was a big learning curve. But then seeing how my body changed, like within a matter of weeks, it was just incredible. And then the end result, I got to shoot with another photographer friend of mine, Giles Crofter, who's pretty local to here actually. So I did my first shoot with him, and that was like the whole carb loading, water depletion, tanning was a very daunting thing.
Yeah.
All of these things is obviously all the things that the people I'm shooting on a daily basis are going through, and I couldn't really sympathize with them at the time, because it was just they turned up in great shape and with a spray tan, and yeah, we just got around to shooting. And I think one thing that I learned from that shoot is, because of your mindset and you're depleted and you're not in the best of moods most of the time when you're that low body fat, you don't really want to be turning up to a gym with a photographer who's going to say, right, what do you want to do? How do you want to do this? You basically want to
Be
turn
told,
up and be
yeah.
told, right, we're going to shoot this. This is going to look good. You've got this part of your body, I think, is your best body part. So let's shoot some of this. So I think just being there firsthand through the dieting, the prep, it changed a lot for me and my mindset going into a shoot. But I also think I gained a lot of respect from the people I shoot, because I had been there and done it
Yeah,
myself.
it's like you've learnt your own craft of being able to take good pictures, but then you've gone into their shoes to learn what they're going through and what they have to do to get to where they are. And I think it gives you more skills, doesn't it? It makes you a more rounded photographer.
Definitely. Yeah.
Nice. Next bit I wanted to touch on was, correct me if I'm wrong, you're pretty much on your own working on your own, aren't you? You haven't got like a big team behind you or
No,
anything like that. So
the majority of the time I'm alone. I've had assistants in the past, But I think in the past it was always been difficult because of the traveling that I was doing, and the assistants that I chose were people who were either trying to get into the industry or people who weren't really interested in the fitness industry, but I had respect for them and their work, and I'd take them along to shoots just to help me getting set up, but then doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff for social media. And that's, like I say, it's the traveling that's always been difficult, and obviously people can't dedicate as much time to the job as I do because it's my company. So it's always difficult to get consistency out of an assistant, but it's something that I will look into now I'm here, now I've got a base, if I can find somebody local to come and help me on shoots and help me with social media and things like that. I think it's something that could potentially work now I'm going to be in one place the majority of the time.
Yeah. How have you handled that then? Just mainly being on your own all the time? Is it the same things as what you've mentioned before, or is there other elements that have helped you to keep going when you're on your own? Because obviously, when you're on your own, it can be very difficult to one, self-motivate yourself, two, keep going. So how have you, is it the same things that you mentioned before, or is there other elements that have allowed you to keep on track?
I think again, just what I mentioned before is having goals,
Yeah.
and breaking them goals down into mini goals. They definitely keep you on track. Writing everything down, lists, like I've never been one to be organized. I've always been this chilled out, like photographer. And it's great because your stress levels are low and everything else, but you just don't get anything done and you forget to do so much. Whereas when you've got a list, a physical notepad, and you're writing things down and crossing them out, you actually get like everything done.
Powerful, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it's
Yeah.
massive. So that's changed a lot for me. It all comes down to motivation. If you're motivated, you've got a reason to get up in the morning.
Well, it's going back to what you said earlier, isn't it? About you do what you do because it's your passion. So when you wake up in the morning, it's not like, oh, for God's sake, I'm going to my office job that I hate and I want to blow my brains out. It's you're getting up to do something that you love, and that is your motivation. And then the long-term vision of you visualize having this place that we're sat in now, and I'm sure you're going to have another vision beyond that that keeps you going, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to pick, like I say, I need to pick out the next one, the next big goal, and see. I don't think at the minute my goals are high enough. I think I need to reevaluate and
Set big ones.
set something massive now. Because this was huge in itself, opening my own gym and studio and having a base, that was huge. But, I've kind of been there, done that now, so it's
On
like,
to the next one.
what's the next thing? But yeah, just keeping fit, keeping healthy, just having this space to, come to work in the morning, do cardio in your own gym, then get a shower and start your day. It's an absolute dream come true.
Yeah, we spoke about that before we started recording, didn't we? We spoke about, because you've been setting this place up, it's been a 3-year kind of vision. The last couple of years, I've set my gym up and been running that. And we mentioned that training and sometimes nutrition went out the window a little bit. If there are people that have got a lot going on and they're kind of busy and stressed and they're in that element of where, oh, I can't be asked to train or I can't be asked to eat right, what kind of tips would you give to them? And I know we're not probably the best examples because we might have let it slip the last couple of years, but
I
off of
think
our
it's
lessons, what were some of the life lessons that you'd pass on?
I think it's all down to your mindset, because the last 2 years for me, I've just been really busy with work, and the amount of driving I've been doing has just been far too much. I think last year I did about 55,000 miles, just gym to gym throughout the year. And when you're doing that sort of mileage, if you're driving 2.5, 3, 4 hours to a photo shoot, then you're shooting 2 or 3 athletes, and then you've got 2.5, 3 hours to drive home, or you go into a hotel. Like, one of the last things you want to do is train. So that was one thing that really put me off. Whereas now, I've got this place, I'm more motivated because I'm not traveling, so I can get up in the morning, I can do my cardio, and then I can do a couple of shoots, and then I can train, and then I can go home. Or I think it's just knowing in the back of your mind that this is something that will change your mindset. And you might say that I don't have time to train today, or I don't have time to prep my meals today. But the bigger picture is, if you do find 40 minutes to go and lift some weights or ride the bike, or and you've got half an hour to make a few meals for the for your day, like that's an hour and a half out your day. But the rest of your day, you're gonna have so much more energy. You're
Exactly.
gonna get more done anyways. So again, it's just coming down to time management.
Organized.
Yeah, being organized, and you'll feel so much better. Your head will be clearer. You'll want to get out of bed in the morning, and you just have a better outlook on life.
Yeah, you've got to as well, and I'm assuming most people listening to this will have a desire to change, but you've got to have that fundamental desire to do it as well, haven't you? Because if you don't care and you're not bothered about training or looking after yourself, then you're not going to do it, are you? And
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
about having that mindset and that desire in the first place to do it, for sure. Okay, mate, what about then, out of all the experiences you've had and the places you've gone, the people you've worked with, do you have any favorite moments or favorite shoots that you've done that you think stick out in your mind and think, oh, that was amazing, I wish I could do that all the time or more often, or do they all blend into one, or how's it work for you?
Every shoot's different. I wouldn't favorite any in particular.
Don't name many names because I don't want to get like shots fired or anything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pick out anyone in particular. I think a highlight for me, which I get to do every year, is the Olympia in Las Vegas, and
Yeah.
going out there and shooting the Olympia, shooting the show, seeing it every year. I think this year is gonna be my 7th year, I think, doing it this year. But just the whole setup out there, that I've gained a lot of friends out there over the years. I've got people who own gyms out there. I've got people who've got just beautiful properties out there. So every year I go, there's new opportunities to do like swimming pool shoots at sunset, or some of the nicest gyms in the world are out there, which I can shoot in during the day. And then actually this year, I just had got contacted by a company in Las Vegas. I think the Battlefield Vegas, I think the tag is, and they've invited me this year to go out and use their locations for shoots, which they've got out in the desert. They've got like full tanks and
Wow.
helicopters, and they take you up in the helicopters and you shoot guns out of them, and just crazy stuff like that. It's just opportunities and the weather, and it's for 1 weekend of the year, anybody in fitness is there, and it's a great place to work. And I always set aside time for a couple of passion projects while I'm there. There's always a few athletes that I really want to shoot, which I'll take time out to do that just for my own sort of portfolio, really. And
How does that work? Just out of interest and a bit off topic, but do you contact them, or do they contact you, or how, or does it sometimes goes both ways? How does it
it
work?
works both ways, really. I get a lot of people contacting me for shoots. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I've wanted to shoot you for ages. There's different ways to look at it, because I'll say like it's a passion project, I really want to shoot this person, but in the back of my head I kind of think, well, I know that this magazine will buy those images anyways.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of shoots which I'll do just off my own back, knowing very well that either their sponsor will buy the images, or there'll be a magazine out there that'll buy the images, or a website. So in the back of my head, I kind of know that I can make money off it. And then the rest of the clients is just me just shouting out, I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend. People can't, luckily with a big following on social media, I get a lot of people just right off the bat message me, oh, I'd love to shoot with you.
Yeah.
So It's either brands or
Yeah, when I'm scrolling through my Instagram, it's Bailey Image, Bailey Image. I know him. Yeah, that's awesome though, mate. It's grown, hasn't it, for you? And I think the one thing I want to point out as well is sometimes you can look at it and think, oh, that person, they've just, how they've done that, they've grown so quickly. But what people don't realise is the stuff that's gone in behind, the blood, sweat and tears, and it's not always a overnight success, is it? Things take time. That's a thing to point out to people listening in. Don't worry if you're not at where you are, where you want to be now. It takes time, doesn't it? I'm not where I want to
massive
be, I'm sure
amount.
you're not, but if you keep going and keep the passion, you'll
It's
get
just
there.
little bits, making sure you're plugging away every day, doing something towards the main goal, and then it does seem like that goal comes around in no time. But in reality, it's not. It's driving up and down the motorway to do shoots, and then when you're getting home, you're sitting up till midnight at your
Editing.
computer editing the pictures, and it's that's the thing that isn't glamorous that people don't see. It's just sitting in front of a computer, which, to be honest, it's I really enjoy that side as well. That's just as important as shooting for me. Because when I do shoot, I've got a vision of how I'm going to edit it, and a lot of the time I'll just sit there with like I've got two or three screens up on my desk, and I'll be editing while on one screen, and I'll have some form of Netflix documentary on the other screen, which is sort of
Multitasking.
So it's kind of a bit of a chill out time for me as well.
Let's go from a different angle now then, mate. What about if you was looking back at your career over the last, say, let's 8, 10 years, is there anything that you would have done differently or anything you would have changed or any advice you'd given to your younger self to say, don't do that or not?
I think a lot of the things that I've learned recently just through audiobooks about time management and what we were saying about being more organized, I'd love to implement that at a younger age. Because I think that's been one of the biggest things for changes for me, is just setting time aside for certain things or writing lists so things get done. There's just so many things that I've not done because of being unorganized. I think that's one of the biggest things I take. Just work harder. You can always find room to work harder.
Be organized, work harder,
Yeah.
decent.
Simple, but
Simple.
yeah.
I love it. But any others that you'd change or you'd
I can't say no. I don't really regret anything.
good.
It's, you know, this is, it's,
Part of the journey, isn't it?
yeah,
Learning,
exactly. And it's,
development.
you can't have regrets. You can only have lessons, and I've learned a hell of a lot, which I continue to implement on a daily basis, while constantly reinventing yourself as well. The ever-changing market, clients are changing all the time. The kind of shots that people want are changing all the time. So it's just keeping on top of that, keeping on top of current trends, and just constantly experimenting, which is one of the other reasons, like I said before, with this place, is to shoot how I want to shoot. You know, rather than being limited to what light I can fit into a gym or how I can shoot without, you know, pissing off too many of the gym's clients. It's like when people come to me, it's I can set up as many lights as I want, and I can, you know, shoot how I want. It's
Putting yourself in control, basically.
Which I think, again, like I said, you know, this space will develop over the next few years, but I think the way I work will develop a lot as well. I think my imagery will probably change slightly. I don't know, maybe even I'll go down the route of, you know, becoming more of an educator. I get a lot of people contacting me about.
What settings do you use? We were
Exactly.
talking about this before,
So,
weren't
seminars and things like that. You know, there's.
What does this A button mean on my SLR
Yeah, well,
camera?
that's the thing. It's like everybody wants to know what settings you use, what lights you use, what lens you use, and it doesn't really matter. It's all about who you're shooting and what environment you're shooting in. It's you can't there's no trick to getting a good picture. It's just constantly working on your craft and knowing, you know, the basics and
Yeah,
just experimenting
that's an
around.
important thing I want to point out that you mentioned there is constantly developing, so not standing still. Because I think a lot of people, they achieve some level of success, however you want to define success, and we will touch on that, but they achieve what they think is success, and then they stagnate, don't they? And they
Yeah.
plateau, and they don't
I'm
improve.
guilty of it.
Yeah, I mean, same. Yeah, you've got to just keep moving forward and keep
Yeah.
learning, haven't you? But
Yeah,
not just
there's
learning, implement what you're learning.
Yeah, there was a few years there when I was working with the magazines. I was busy with the magazine work, and then off the back of that, I had a lot of people booking me for shoots, and you know, I just sat there with the work coming in naturally, and just sort of shooting the same stuff over and over, and just got content with where I was.
Yeah. Did you find that you lost a bit of the passion when that was happening, or not? Or was the passion always there? Or what made you kind of think, hang on a minute, I need to take a look at myself and come away from
Yeah, I
that?
don't think I pushed the boundaries enough in terms of creativity. I think it was just, you know, people would come to me and it'd be like, "Oh yeah, I really like your work. I want to do a shoot, like so and so shoot." Usually, people come to me. They've seen one of the friends I've done a shoot with me, or they've just seen my Instagram, and we just go through the same stuff again. You know, like same shots, same angles, and whereas now it's like I try to make every single shoot individual, try and change things up a bit, and it's just keeping on your toes really, and like again just making sure that you know where the market's going, and you know things, what's doing really well at the minute. It's a lot of people who are coming to me for shoots these days, they're really into the lifestyle stuff, and I think a lot of that is off the back of brands like Gymshark,
Yeah.
who've just completely changed the industry, and it's gone from people wanting these bodybuilding shoots where they look absolutely jacked to now it's more of a sort of a healthy outlook and sort of natural light, you know, laughy smiley, which is great because it's attainable for so many people,
Yeah.
and it's very marketable as well.
Yeah.
So I've noticed a massive change with visuals on what people want these days. So again, it's coming down to me changing the style a little bit for each client, which is quite funny really, because those shoots, they're very much just natural light, so it's relatively easy
Yeah.
compared to some of the shoots that I've done in the past, physique shoots, where you're setting up six, seven lights and pointing them all different directions, and so yeah, it's kind of
So you need a few less juice heads and some more influences.
everyone's an influencer
Oh
these
God, we've
days.
already had this conversation. We won't go down that rabbit hole, but we was talking off air, weren't we, about influencers, but we won't go down there because, again, that's a whole nother topic. Few more bits then, mate. We spoke briefly then about, because for me, I like diving a bit deeper and into people's heads and what drives them. Can you, for me and the guys listening to this, how would you define success and what does success look like for you? How would you define successful personally?
I think for me personally, success is it's judged by myself really.
Yeah.
I don't really look for anyone else to tell me how successful I'm being. It's I if I set a goal in my head and I make it to that goal, then I'm a success. At the minute, though, I had a little boy about 18 months ago, and he's kind of the ultimate for me now. It's make him proud, make sure he's got a lifestyle that I didn't have, or you know, just more opportunities for him. I want to make sure that he's happy and he gets everything he wants. So for me at the minute, success is making sure that I can provide for him. And when he's old enough, I want him to be proud of me as well.
Yeah. Love it.
So, but yeah, like I say, it's reassessing my goals, I think, is a big task for me now. Which I'm trying to think when I get a day off next. But I think I
When
might.
I piss off in a minute, you can
Yeah,
spend half an hour.
I think I've got half an hour before my next shoot's in. But yeah, I think I need a weekend away somewhere just to relax and just by myself and just think.
Reflection.
Yeah, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? I kind of always had the goal of moving to America, which was why I went for my work visa. So it's maybe just going to be looking into that and seeing if that's going to be possible. Not now, maybe 5 year goal. And just try and set myself some new goals, some new standards, a new path, really. And then again, I'll measure the success off the back of when I reach that.
It's a good way to do it, though. I love that. I mean, I think it'll be a big takeaway for the people listening in as well, that set yourself some goals, achieve it, that's success. And sometimes it's good to set the bigger ones, like you said, and aim high, and you might not necessarily get there, but you might get very close. And to me, that's a success as well, because you've set an astronomical goal, maybe not quite achieved it, but achieved amazing things, and look back and reflect and say, okay, right, I didn't quite get there, but look at all the things I have achieved. Because some people get downbeat, don't they, by goals? Like, they set the high goals and they don't necessarily achieve it. They think, I'm a failure or I've effed up, but that's the wrong way to look at it, isn't it? It's about reflecting and.
Yeah, I mean, when I set the goal for this place, I didn't have a clue how I was going to do it. I didn't know if it was going to be possible. And just last year, after all the traveling I was doing, I knew what I could afford, and I knew mostly how much money I'd save by not staying in the hotels or not driving up and down the country every day. So I knew I could set that money aside to go towards my own place. But for me, it was more so just the amount of hours that I'd save. I think I worked it out to be roughly about 20 hours a week I'd probably save where I'm not sat on the motorway. So that's 20 hours a week that I could be either with my family, or I can be sat in the office editing, or I could be working on another project. Yeah, maybe that'll be the next thing for me, is setting a goal outside of photography. Maybe setting, whether it is like
Is that
my.
something that you do or not? Is all your goals and your vision always centered around? Obviously, you've mentioned your family and that, but do you set goals in other areas as well?
Yeah, I mean, at the minute, I've kind of started a little 10-week prep. Just
So that'd
trying.
be a fitness and body and health goal, yeah.
Yeah, just consistency. I found that a 4 day training split is easily capable for me. And then if I want to train like an extra couple of days a week, I'll do like a full body workout, or just set up a little routine here in the gym, get the battle ropes out, do a couple of Olympic lifts and do a few little sets like that. But a 4 day split is easily maintainable for me. And I think the last time I did a prep for a photo shoot was 8 weeks. I think I had a little bit more muscle tissue back then though. So I think for now I'm going to do a little 10-week prep and see what sort of shape I can get in that time. Just get my head back into the dieting mode and just see how I feel at the end of that and go from there. So that's kind of a mini goal that I've set for myself now, which I'm on track with. I'm enjoying getting up in the morning and doing my cardio and lifting heavy again. Starting to get some strength back. And then What I would like to do, I think long term, is start working with small brands, you know, some up and coming brands or brands that I really believe in, and just say, you know, like, give me 10% of your company and I'll take over all your visuals. Because
Good
it's
idea.
something I'm passionate about. If I can, if I feel what they're trying to sell, if I feel what their values are, I can really get behind that. And it's just like a small way of investing in little companies.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
so I think that's something I could see myself doing long term. And then it just takes a bit of the weight off my shoulders. And again, going back then to shooting who I want and what I want and how I want.
I'll give you 2.5% of my share for coming to do it for us.
Whoa.
Cool. We're gonna start to wrap it up, mate, because we've gone on a little bit, but it's all good. I enjoy chatting to people and chatting to yourself, especially. Let's say then there's someone listening to this and they want to follow in your footsteps or maybe in mine, and they might want to get into photography or follow their passion or follow their niche or even set up their own business. What would be maybe one or two like key takeaways or key points or key bits of advice you'd give them to get the ball rolling and to make them or help them to get started?
I'd probably say know your market, really research what is possible, how saturated it is,
Don't open a gym, basically. I'm only joking.
how easy it is to get into that market. Because the fitness industry's really blown up over the last few years, so
But
you
in a way,
know,
that's a good thing, isn't it? Because it's creating
it's
opportunities.
brilliant, but then you know, like anybody out there trying to set up a clothing company these days, I'd say really look into what you're doing and is it different to what everyone else is doing, because there's so many clothing lines just popping up and they're selling the same t-shirts, the same colours, it's just a different logo. And you know, like, are you really gonna like change anything by doing this? It's very unlikely, and because of it is such a saturated market now. It is hard to get in there. So it's like that with anything, you know, photography, the off the back of Instagram, I think everybody's a photographer these days. And because of that, there's so many kids wanting to get in there and do it that they're willing to do it for free to get the name out there, or they're willing to cut your rates by 50%. So, and unless you've specialised in a niche, unless you've got a name for yourself in a certain niche, then you're just another one of these up and coming kids. So it's just finding something that you're passionate about, that you're willing to put in the work. And again, just look into the market. Is it sustainable? And if it is, and you're passionate about it, and everything inside you tells you that yes, this is what I want to do, then you just got to put everything that you've got into it.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Been there. Still there.
Yeah.
But no, that's what you've got to work. You've got to work for it. Nothing comes for easy. We said this before we started recording, didn't we? If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But yeah, if you're something you're passionate about and the market's right, then
Yeah, I mean,
go
there's a
for it.
couple of days when I was in here, and you know, we was grinding the floors down back to raw concrete and just walking around here with dust and everything everywhere, and I just sit there sometimes and think, what the hell am I doing? Like, why have I started this? But stick to it and it pays off.
It and the vision, I think that's a big thing. We've spoken about that on the pod on my podcast before, is having that long-term vision and that idea of visualizing stuff in the future. It's massive. I'm reading a book at the moment about it. The book's called The Magic of Believing. So if you can believe it and you can see it in your mind's eye, then it
I'll
can
put that on
happen.
my I'll put
Yeah,
that
it's
on
an
my
old
note.
one, but about halfway through it, I'd recommend it. Yeah, but most of the best books are old ones anyway.
That's one thing that I do a lot is Audible. We were speaking about that before, but in between Audible and podcasts, when you are on them days where you either just, you know, doing your cardio or you're driving somewhere, if you've got an hour or 2 hours to spare, you can learn so much.
heard someone call it today when I was listening to a podcast. They called it mindfulness, not mindfulness. So mindfulness, so filling your mind whilst you're doing something where, like driving or in the gym, is filling your mind with the right stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I do wish I could read more physically, and there's a few that I've put on my list that I've listened to while I've been driving, and I'm thinking, right, I'm going to have to get a physical copy of that because I want to sit there with a highlighter pen and go through a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it's just time for me again.
Yeah.
And you were saying something interesting before about the relationship between sleep and reading.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is something that I could force myself to do every night, even if it's just half an hour. I know a few people who like to read for half an hour as soon as they wake up in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. Filling your mind with the right things, because most people, I mean, again, this is a whole other podcast on its own, but a lot of people fill their mind with the wrong things first thing in the morning. So their alarm goes off, they reach straight for the phone, they're straight on Instagram, they're straight on BBC News, and it's not always the best message going in. Whereas if you can do some reading, whether that be fiction or non-fiction, and it's putting the right messages in, then you're starting your day off in the right way.
Yeah,
for definitely. Sure. Let's wrap this up then, mate. Let's finish with two things. One thing I probably should have told you about before we started, but hopefully you won't F it up. So the first one is, we did speak briefly then about books, and I know you're into your audio.
Yep.
Is there one book that you'd highly recommend, or one go-to book, what you think, do you know what, this is going to benefit your listeners or my listeners?
Let me, I'm just going to bring up my Audible.
He's bringing up his Audible now.
Which one have I done? In terms of what we was talking about before with time management
and
lists and everything.
I think I need this, I'm going to make a note.
There's a book by Brian Tracy called The Time Management Made Simple.
Okay.
That was very good.
Check that out.
Man Up by Bedros Koulian.
Yeah.
That's
Big
very
Dog.
Good. Yeah. I've got tons in here, I've got hundreds, but yeah, them two are very good.
Okay, they're good for us. Get them downloaded, guys, or get the copy from your library or from the bookshop, get it done. Reading's powerful, but again, I'm going to do a podcast on reading, but yeah, it's massive. Last thing then that I didn't prep before, which I should have, is we always end my podcast in the same way, and it's with a favourite quote or a quote that you live by. So have you got a quote, and it could be one of your own or it could be someone else's, have you got a quote that you kind of live by or something that really inspires you
to finish the show? One that I got onto a long, long time ago and I still live to by this day, it's find a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Love it. That's it, mate.
Brilliant.
We're done. Thanks
a
lot. And yeah. All the best, mate, and I wish you the best for the future.
And yourself.
We'll keep in touch and hope the guys listening and enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Brilliant.
There we have it, guys. Another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show completed. Awesome chat there with Chris. And it was great to hear about his journey and his experience. But more importantly, the biggest takeaway I got from that, and I'm hoping you guys did as well, was how important it is to set goals and to have that vision for your future self as well. As always, if you need any more help, do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can contact me directly via email. The way to do that will be in the description of this podcast. You can also contact me on Instagram. It's Ali West Fitness. That will be also in the description of this podcast. So do not hesitate to reach out to me if you need more help. Finally, as mentioned at the start of this podcast, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, leave a review and share this with your friends and family. And that's pretty much it for this week. Don't forget to share, keep healthy, keep strong, have a fantastic week, and I look forward to sharing another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show with you very, very soon. Peace and love.